Construction workers had labored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over the past several months to finish the $10 million Cebu International Convention Center in time for the diplomatic extravaganza. But on Saturday, 2 days before the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and of other major Asian nations were to sit down for talks, the only people filling the new convention center were departing journalists. The journalists and those diplomats who had arrived in advance were racing for the airport, hoping to get out of the province before Typhoon Uttor hits on Sunday. With them went the hopes of many Cebuanos that hosting an event of this magnitude would boost their province's reputation. Hotels and restaurants had renovated their premises in anticipation of hundreds of delegates. Maris Araneta, a tour operator, says her advanced preparations will probably cost her money.
I really feel bad about this because you're already ready for it. We will be having problems with some of our suppliers because we have already advanced. I'm talking about the rent-a-car business because I'm handling 3 countries right now. We have already paid the suppliers part of it. I don't know if we can able to get it back.
Cebu is a major export center for the Philippines, with products ranging from electronics to handicrafts. Local governments and private enterprises were hoping the event would help them expand their markets. Desian Mondigo traveled many miles from northern Cebu to showcase her area's products at the convention center.
Oh, nag-exert should make more effort than shock should miss.
She says her municipality expected so much from the event, meeting potential investors, for instance, but now she feels it was all a waste of time and money. Cebu would have hosted leaders from the 10 member nations of ASEAN, plus those of China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, India, New Zealand, and East Timor. Putting together an event like this also requires huge advance effort and expenditure by the government. The government poured millions of dollars into Cebu, putting up new streetlights, paving roads, and rounding up squatters and vagrants. There are always complex matters of scheduling, security, and diplomatic protocol to be arranged. Much of that preparation will have to be done from scratch when the summits are finally held. Philippine Foreign Secretary Alberto Romulo says he is consulting with his counterparts now to schedule a new date for the summit. He says all ASEAN officials are looking forward to visiting Cebu in January. But, he says, with a newly heightened sense of realism, he cannot promise another typhoon will not come along then to spoil the party again. Hedda Bayron, VOA News, Cebu, Philippines.
Wangwang 英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。